Amen. Thank you so much. This is a special day, as you know, as we honor the Lord in worship and praise and remember our mothers who are with us today. And we would be amiss if we did not take just a few moments today to say to you who are mothers who are here today, we love you. We thank God for you. And we want you to stand up right now so that we can give the Lord a hand and you an honor as being one among us. Would our mothers, young and old and all in between, stand right now wherever you are across the room here. Thank you so much, folks. Please just express your thanksgiving. Wow. Thank you so much. You may be seated now, and that's not all that we want to do this morning. We'll talk about a few other things along the way. We're not going to have time for speeches for everyone to bring, though I'm sure this would be a great time to just have testimonies of what our mothers, grandmothers, and the ladies that have been instrumental in leading us through life have meant to us. This past week, I noted that my youngest daughter, each day of the week, chose to recognize a teacher who had been influential in her life. And so on her Facebook, she went down the line Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And then, of course, coming today, she recognized her mother and a picture of her on her Facebook today. And I just thought of so many different ways that we remember our mothers. I think if I ever smell the fragrance of Pond's cleansing cream, I will immediately think of my mother. Every night from the time I was a little toddler, my mother would get out this little round jar and take some of that cream, Pond's cream, and she would smear that all over her face. I don't know what it was for, but I can remember the fragrance of it. It stayed with me, and if I ever catch a scent of that fragrance of Pond's cream, I will immediately be thinking of my mother who now is with the Lord in heaven. I remember one little girl who climbed up on the lap of her pastor and she sniffed and she said, "You smell like my papa." She had already identified a fragrant cologne that she recognized as belonging to her papa, and whenever she's caught that whiff of that, she knew what it was. Isn't it true that all of us have some favorite, some scents that we have? How many of you, if you were blindfolded and someone were to pass a dandelion in front of you or a daisy or something and then pass before your blindfolded face a rose, how many of you think you could pick out the rose? You think so? You know the fragrance of a rose, don't you? It's just embedded in your mind. There are a lot of things like that. Someone once asked me what my favorite perfume was, and I said Bengay. That's what I always smell. And how many of you, those who've had trouble with the rose, how many of you would recognize anywhere the fragrance of bacon frying in a pan? Sure, we have all of that. Did you know that there is an unmistakable fragrance attached to the worship and the service that is given unto God through Jesus Christ? Scripture tells us this. That aroma doesn't belong to one person in particular. It belongs to any act of worship, any act of service or giving that we do. These flowers here today are to the Lord a pleasant aroma, a gift that is well-pleasing to God, according to God's Word. In fact, the Bible, as you will find here in a moment, we'll read that passage for you again, reminds us that in heaven, when you worship, when you were worshiping the Lord this morning, your worship was recognizable in heaven like as a fragrant scent. I'm sure that in heaven our beloved ones and the Lord and others are saying, what is that fragrance I smell this morning? It is the fragrance of folks there at Big Spring in Cleveland, Tennessee, who are worshiping the Lord today. They're praising God for His goodness and His grace. Now, there's no better way, I think, in my heart this morning for us to honor the women, especially the mothers of Big Spring Church and our guests today, than to bring the fragrance of roses into this room as a gift unto the Lord and to remember them and lift up some of the great truths of God that are recorded in His Word for our benefit. And so that's what we're going to do during the morning. It's not the last thing we're going to do, so don't leave in a hurry today, because I've instructed our youth and some of the men here, our ushers, at the conclusion of the service, they would like to present to every mother here today one of these beautiful long-stem roses for you to take home and remember throughout this day that sweet, irresistible fragrance of Christ that accompanies our worship and our service to Jesus in His name. I have one key thought for you this morning, so that you can, if you want to write it down and remember this, one key thought. A godly woman radiates the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Keep that thought in mind. Write it down somewhere, if you will, on your program outline there. The Bible says that our worship and service to others in Jesus' name is a sweet fragrance that goes up to the Lord. And I'm going to read with you for you this morning. You'll find it on the screen there from Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. Indeed, I have all and abound. This is the Apostle Paul who's speaking here and writing. He says, I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Now, let me connect the dots here. In this case, Christians who met together in the city of Philippi had gathered some things together to send to the Apostle Paul, who was imprisoned because of his preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we really don't know what it was they sent. I doubt that it was flowers. I don't really know what it was, but when Paul received that gift from them, a gift of service and remembrance of what God was doing in the life of the Apostle Paul, he wrote these words back to them, and he said, I received the things that were sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. He said, in God's heaven, what you did for me in Jesus' name reached God as a sweet-smelling fragrance. That's why we wanted to present these flowers today in this way, that as we give them to our mothers and to the mothers in our midst today in Jesus' name, that it would be a sweet aroma of fragrance before our Lord today. And you say, well, now, aren't you just kind of picking out something? That's kind of unusual to say something like that. Oh, not at all. Let's go back to the Old Testament. It speaks of the same thing. When the people gathered together in the Old Testament, look at the book of Exodus, and they would bring a ram, an offering to give to the Lord. Listen to what Scripture says in Exodus 29:18. And you shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Now, obviously, the smell or fragrance of a burning offering was not intended to be the sweet smell that goes up to the Lord. It was their worship. It was their service to God, their joy to bring something of value and importance to them and present it to the Lord. And so they brought that and they offered it to the Lord, and the And the fragrance of that offering going up was like a sweet fragrance and aroma to the Lord. You say, that's Old Testament. Sure, and it's in the New Testament again. Paul writes to the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. He says, now, thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the listen to that. We are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. When you spread the knowledge of Jesus Christ, when you let people know what God is doing in your life through His goodness and grace, it's like a sweet fragrance, not only in heaven, but among people that you live with and around you. People see your service and your acts of worship, and you are, as a godly woman, as a godly man, a person, a pleasant fragrance to God, to the people around you when you worship. Now, that's the key thought today. Worship is, it affects others. It impacts others. It's like a sweet fragrance. When people worship, there is a sweetness about it. There is an aroma about it. You say, why should we worship? Because others see that and they sense that and they hear it, and it's a pleasant experience for them. Even if they're not there, they see it and they know it. And that raises a key question for us. You've got the thought here of what your worship and your service in Jesus' name mean. Here's the question. For our mothers today and the women who are here, how can a godly woman become the fragrance of Christ? In fact, for any one of us, how can I become a fragrance, a precious fragrance unto the Lord? Look again at 2 Corinthians, that letter that Paul wrote in chapter 2, verse 17. He outlines what needs to happen. Here are three or four things that that you would need to pay attention to if you want to become a fragrance, a sweet aroma before the Lord and before people around you. Number one, and I'll just read the passage first. Unlike so many, Paul says, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. First of all, the scripture tells us here, if you want to have the fragrance, be a sweet-smelling fragrance to others around you and to heaven itself, make sure that your faith is real. Be sure that your faith in God is real. Folks know when you're real in what you believe or say about God. Folks around you know that. When your faith is real, when your belief in God is real, people know that. They know when you're putting on a face or a mask and when you're not, when it's for real. Now, I'll tell you, give you a little, you can do this, a little survey you could do. You can walk up and down the streets in this community here or any other community in the city. Knock on the doors, talk to the people walking down the street. Ask them the question, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? And I almost guarantee you that you'll get about a 98% return that says, sure, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Why? There's not a place in town you can't go where people will absolutely just deny that they believe in God or in heaven or what God has said. But we also know that real belief, the belief that is a sweet aroma to God and others too, is accompanied by other things. I want to direct you to another verse in the Bible in Acts chapter 27 and verse 20. It says, those who believe in God, they should repent and turn to God and do works worthy of repentance. They should do things that give evidence of a change in their lives, in the direction of their lives. You see, folks, real faith is accompanied by a real change in the direction of your life. When we are sure that our faith is real, we are really saying, there has been a change in my life, brought about by the belief that I have in God. And so when your faith is real, the fragrance of Christ is there, who changes our lives. Secondly, be unselfish in your motives. For why do you follow Christ? Now, your family, your friends, they know when you worship or when you do things, whether it's for yourself or for them or for the Lord, they know. Be sure that your motives are unselfish, that they're for the Lord. Live for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a great little book. It's half a finger thin. If you ever find it somewhere along the way, and Emma, I'll recommend this one to you back there. Emma likes to read. Here's a good book for you. It's called The Practice of the Presence of God. You ever read that by Brother Lawrence? You haven't? Well, get that little booklet. Brother Lawrence is a monk. He actually lived, and his job in the monastery where he lived was to be confined to the kitchen for his entire life. Spent his whole life in the kitchen. Ladies, how would you like that? So how could you ever be happy? How could you be a fragrance to the Lord if you were stuck in the kitchen, you know? Well, Brother Lawrence decided that whatever he did, he would do it for the Lord. He would practice the presence of the Lord. If he was scrubbing a pot, he practiced the presence of the Lord. Lord, I'm doing this for you. Jesus, I'm doing this for you. He's preparing a meal. Whatever he did, he practiced the presence of God. His life and his testimony still today are a sweet aroma of what it means to have Christ in your life. Be sure that your motives are unselfish. Thirdly, this text tells us, share the good news of Jesus wherever you are. It goes farther in that chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. It tells us in verse 14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance, spreads the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. When we share the hope and joy and the peace of Jesus Christ with others, it spreads in everywhere we are. I don't know, some of you may have this experience. I know this. Yesterday I said to Ann, my man cave has a lot of old dusty books in it, and it smells like old dusty books a lot of time. And we were going to have some company. I said, do you have one of those plug-ins that you stick in the wall and it diffuses, it spreads a fragrance in the room? She said, why? And I said, well, I want that room to smell a little better than it does, you know. So she plugged one in, and right away I can smell something. It's better than the books, you know. A Christian life is like that. You let a Christian walk into any setting, any group. I mean, a person whose faith is real, whose motives are sincere, who has a thank the Lord, an honest thank the Lord, praise the Lord about them. And right away, the fragrance starts changing. It's like you put a plug in the wall, and it's there. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. Question, are you spreading the fragrance and the joy of Jesus wherever you are? As godly women and young women and mothers, let your lives and your message have an unmistakable scent to people. Now, I want to caution you about this because you need to know this. And we've already alluded to that earlier there in one of the verses that I read to you. While your fragrance or the scent of the knowledge of Jesus Christ is a pleasant fragrance to people who are open to the love of God, when people are not open to the love of God and the presence of God, your fragrance is a stench to them. Why? Why would a Christian or a godly woman who worships the Lord and serves the Lord, and why would you be like a bad smell when you come into the room? Because it reminds, or it reveals to that person, it reminds them that there's a coming judgment before God and they're not prepared for it. And that's why, folks, I've had people tell me, you know, well, I don't feel welcome sometimes when I go into certain places or among certain people. I say, well, you won't be, because you're reminding them of something they're not prepared for, that eventual meeting with God in which we have to give evidence of our faith or our lack of faith in Him, His judgment. But there's an even more serious danger here, because the prophet Isaiah back in the Old Testament said, it's possible by the way you live your life that you can become an unpleasant odor, a stench in the nose of God. I'm going to read from Isaiah's prophecy in the Old Testament, chapter 65, verse 5. And this has to do with individuals who feel that they are holier than thou, and we're the saints and you are not. He says, these are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. In other words, when our belief in God and our service to God are not real, when it's selfishly done, we become a stench to God, an unpleasant odor. I was thinking about that mother skunk who was leading her little kits out on their first jaunt into the world, and as they were traveling along, one of the little small skunks sniffed and he smelled something as they passed a paper mill like bow water, you know, and he said, what is that smell? And the mother skunk said to the little skunk, I don't know, but we got to get us some of that. You know, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be a stench, an unpleasant odor. When our worship and service to God are right, we are a fragrance to Christ among those who are being saved, and we are a joy and a fragrance to the Lord in His heaven. How then can we become that kind of fragrance? I don't know. I'm a history major and buff, and I like history and I like to read it. And tell me if you know, there was one president of the United States who had a nickname of honesty. How many of you think you know the name of the president who was honest? Not any lately that I know of, but there was one. He was known as Honest Abe, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was well known for his integrity, his honesty, and his morality. How did he get that way? How did he become that way? Well, he became that way because of his mother. Her name was Nancy Todd Lincoln. When Abe was just a little boy, every Sunday his mother, Nancy Todd Lincoln, would place little Abe on her lap, and she would read to him from the Bible, especially from the book of Exodus chapter 20, the Old Testament, and the commandments of God. And she wanted little Abe to be able to read the Bible and to especially keep the commandments of God. She once made this statement: if little Abe can only have one thing in life, and if it's a farm or the ability to read the Bible, I'd rather him have the ability to read the Bible. As Abe grew older, when he was 9 years of age, his mother became very ill, and they brought little Abe in to her, and she said to him, she said, Abe, I'm going to leave you, and I'm not coming back. I want you to be kind to your father, and I want you to live as I have taught you. And she says, love your heavenly Father and keep His commandments. when Abraham Lincoln grew older and when later became the president of the United States, he said, "I can still hear the tone of my mother's voice as she told me and she instructed me to always have integrity and honesty." And he made this statement, which you probably have Googled and read this week. It's been Twittered everywhere. He said, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." Folks, that's the value, that's the power, that's the fragrance of a godly mother, of one who worships God and serves Him in the Spirit of Christ. And if I were to give you a short or long list this morning of all the famous men and women who have ever lived in this generation and generation past, you would find that I would be giving you a list of praying mothers, godly women who have trusted in God. There's hardly an exception to that rule. It makes a great reading list and understanding. Here's the question once again. When you worship God today, when you serve others today in Jesus' name, how does it smell? What's the fragrance? Are you doing it out of duty, you have to, out of complaint? Or are you doing it out of gratitude to God? What kind of sacrifice is your praying, your singing, your giving, your serving? Is it all about Him? Or about you? The key thought: a godly woman radiates the fragrance of Christ. The key question: how can a godly woman become the fragrance of Christ? And finally, the key decision: do you want to smell like Jesus? Do you want to be a sweet fragrance to God? I suspect that most of you ladies this morning, before you came, went to your little place and you looked at the little bottles and jars that were there, and you said, "Now, which fragrance will I put on today? Or which fragrance will I wear tonight? Or what is it?" You choose the fragrance, don't you? Well, it's really the same about our worship and our service to God. You have to choose what fragrance you're going to wear. Are you going to choose Christ? That whatever you do, whatever you're engaged in, no matter what it is you're involved in, I'm going to do it for the Lord. Pleasant or unpleasant, I will do it for the Lord. What is this fragrance that you're spreading among your friends and your family? When you're there among them, what aroma is there wafting up from you, not only to them, but to the throne of God? Is it one of the knowledge of Christ that is a sweet fragrance? Or have you become a stench in the nostrils of God? Scripture once again reminds us that we become an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. And if I'm not, why not? Some of the most admirable pastors that I have ever met, I met briefly Dr. R.G. Lee, who was pastor of Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis from 1927 to 1960. I like Dr. R.G. Lee for many reasons, one of them being that he was born and pastored in Edgefield, South Carolina, my home state. And Dr. Lee when he was a little boy, he remembered something a question he asked his mother one day. His mother's name was Elizabeth. And he said to his mother, Elizabeth, he said, Mama, what was the happiest day of your life?" And he said, for a moment, my mother thought, and then she said, "Well, R.G., the happiest day of my life, I know what it was." She said, "You see, when I was a little girl, my daddy, fought in the Civil War, and he was fighting for the Confederacy. And he went off to war, and sometime later, my mama got a letter from the War Department that said, "Your daddy has been killed." And he said, we children were very sad about that. He said, my mama didn't cry very much in the daytime, but at night in our little house, we could hear her sobbing and crying. And said, my mama had to do all the work of the farm, both during the war and after she received that news. About 4 or 5 months after they got the word that their father was dead, they were sitting on the front porch of the little house down there in Edgefield, South Carolina, and they were shelling beans. And as they sat there shelling beans, Elizabeth looked up and saw with her mama, her mother sitting there, they saw a figure of a man walking down the road that would lead past their farm. And as they sat there shelling the beans, in a little while, Elizabeth's mother commented and said, "That man walking yonder walks like your daddy." And then as the man walked closer and closer to the farm, came to the break in the fence that led to the house, he turned in. And when he did that, Elizabeth said, my mama jumped up and scattered beans everywhere and said, "Law, it is your daddy." And she started running across the field and hugged her husband, who was not dead but alive, and embraced him and kissed him. And Elizabeth said to R.G. Lee, she said, "Son, that was the happiest day of my life." I just tell you that little story just for this reason. That's just a hint of how it's going to be when you see and meet Jesus. When you put your heart and trust and faith in him in this life and allow him to receive the fragrance of your worship and your service to others in his name, that's just a hint of what it's going to be like in God's heaven above. My prayer for you today, as women, godly women, or one who's yet to make that decision to put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ, is that this day you will leave this place knowing the presence of Jesus Christ in your heart and your life. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord. I'm going to do whatever he wants in my life. If he wants me to be baptized and follow him in obedience to his command, I'll do that. If he wants me to share with others what has happened in my life, I will do that. I'm going to spread the word everywhere I go. I want to be like a sweet-smelling fragrance, like roses that just fill a room in heaven. I want to smell like Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the words that you have spoken to our hearts today. Thank you for reminding us of that wonderful fragrance that Jesus Christ puts into our hearts so that we not only live like, but we smell like his presence. And others around us are reminded of our heavenly Father and Creator and God and Savior and Lord wherever we go. Lord, be with those today who need to step forward and say, I want to follow Jesus and I want to smell like a fragrant flower in his presence now and hereafter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In a few moments, we're going to sing together a song. And during that time, I want to challenge you today and invite you to let Jesus Christ be the Lord of your life. It may be a time of refreshing that aroma of your life. You can come and pray if you'd like, and maybe even where you are, just making decisions that need to be made. My prayer is that you would not leave this place today without knowing, when I leave here today, I'm going to take with me the aroma, the fragrance of Jesus Christ. I put my faith in him, my trust in him. I will allow him to control my life and make me the person he wants me to be. I am sure my faith is real because I'm willing for him to make whatever changes and adjustments in my life that need to be made. while we're singing this last song, take the opportunity to step up here where I am and just say to me, I want to follow Christ. This is the decision I've made today. Would you do that? Let's stand as we sing together. You come while we're singing.
Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come and see.
Much today for your attendance and presence here, your attentiveness to God's Word. And I trust that when you leave today, you're going to have a new way of thinking about what you did here today when you worshiped and when you serve in Jesus' name. Would you be seated just a moment? I have some folks coming. They're going to remove these beautiful flowers that you see here, and they're going to have them out in the outside the foyer area, where today we would like to present every mother here, every young lady here, and every woman here who is 20 years and older. We're going to present you a single rose for you to carry home to remember this day and for remembering what God has done in your life. So be sure you pick up your rose as you leave. They'll be prepared for you there. Some of the husbands and men have also ordered some extra roses, and your roses will be there for you to give to your mothers and loved ones today. They have a list for you out there, and they'll check it off for you and make sure you get those for you. And we appreciate so much your presence today. It's been a great day to be together, hasn't it? Thank you so much. How many of you ever thought of your worship and your service to the Lord? I mean, really thought about this as being a fragrance that continually is just wafting up to heaven. I didn't until recently, and I got thinking about that. Wow, I missed this. I've been reading the Bible for years, and I knew our prayers were like a sweet smelling incense from Revelation, but I hadn't thought about the other things. We're a fragrance to the Lord, and heaven is just filled with the fragrance of that wonderful service to the Lord. And so I hope that you'll remember that and continue to let that spread everywhere you are and everywhere you go. Thank you so much for being here today. A word to every single adult here, our young adults and our 20-something couples. If you're a 20-something, you're a couple, or you're single adults, Friday night is our second game night. We're going to meet at the Epperson's home out. If you need instructions, call Greg or Jonna. They're all set for you. I think we're going to meet at Mark's home. Mark, you didn't know that. We're going to meet at your house. Last time, though, I hope they leave a little earlier. The last time, they didn't leave our house till 11:30 at night. I mean, we have a great time. If you're a single adult, game night, bring somebody with you. All you got to do is be there. We'll look forward to seeing you single. Our 20-something couple, so we'll have a grouping meeting there, too. Great time together. We're looking forward to that. Because today is a family time, and many families are together today, we will not meet again tonight. Back again on Wednesday night, and we'll be meeting together during that time, and then next Sunday morning, of course. Thank you so much for your presence today. Let's stand and be dismissed in singing together once more as we worship the Lord through giving and praise Him.